This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
You probably heard EcoJustice has filed in federal court a motion on behalf of Raincoast Conservation Foundation and the Living Ocean Society asking for the right to appeal the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion approval. Now, we, including in the media, have consistently missed the point. From the first protest of the Northern Gateway Pipeline, to opposition to Energy East, to the current opposition to the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion. It's not opposition to a specific pipeline, it's to all pipelines. You know, in 2008, Corporate Ethics in San Francisco, the originators of the anti-oil sands campaign, made their goal crystal clear, stating on their website for years, in quotes, from the very beginning, the campaign strategy was to landlock the tar sands so their crude could not reach the international markets where it could fetch a high price per barrel. This meant national and grassroots organizing to block all proposed pipelines, end of quote. I mean, there's nothing ambiguous about it. Thanks to Vivian Krause's tireless research, we know that Corporate Ethics then paid something like 400 different groups from Canada and the U.S. in the neighborhood of $36 million U.S. with one goal, landlock Alberta oil by opposing all pipelines. Yet we, including in the media, take the specifics of the opposition to the various pipelines seriously, as if there was any action governments could take that would have groups like the Suzuki Foundation or Greenpeace or Tides Canada saying, oh, well, you've addressed that, so we'll support the pipeline. My favorite talking point these days by opponents is that there's not sufficient profit likely to make the business case viable. Really? As if signed contracts guaranteeing like a phenomenal 25% annual return would have opponents saying, oh, in that case, we support the new pipeline. I mean, they're not supporting any pipelines. There are no conditions that can be met, no business case profitable enough, no ocean protection plan big enough, no number of people raised from poverty on native reserves that's going to end their opposition. So opponents go to court. Same strategy as the BC government. No chance of winning, only delaying the project, with the only guaranteed loser being taxpayers. Delays to the project could cost taxpayers millions, even billions if they're long enough. Well, taxpayers also foot the bill for the BC government's lawyer, the federal government's lawyers, plus tax deductions for donors, so some environmental groups going to court. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.